Do take a seat. Now, I'd like to ask us a question this morning. It's a slightly personal question, so you might not want to answer it, but I wonder if you have ever fallen out with anybody. Maybe a family member or a friend or maybe somebody at work or something like that. Anybody ever fallen out? Have you ever fallen out with anybody? Never. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Anybody prepared to admit it? Have you ever fallen out with anybody over there? Have an argument with anybody, anything like that? Well, I expect most of us have, if we're honest, you know. And probably when Xavier grows up, he might have the odd fallout now and again with family and friends, because that's kind of the world that we live in, isn't it? It happens from time to time. Now, I'd like to show a little video clip this morning.
Hello, Queen Lisa.
Lisa, certain differences, rivalries, if you will, have come up between us. At first I thought we could talk it over like civilized people. But instead, I just ripped the head off Mr. Honey Bunny.
Right, that was your cherished childhood toy.
Mr. Honey Bunny!
Bye, Dumber!
Bye, just get out of here.
Hey, it's a free country, you get out.
That doesn't make sense.
I know you are, but what am I?
Get out, get out!
Okay, but on my way, I'm gonna be doing this. If you get hit, it's your own fault.
Okay, then I'm gonna start kicking air like this. And if any part of you should feel that air, it's your own fault.
Well, there's Bart and his older sister, isn't it, Lisa? And they certainly fell out, didn't they? Now, the thing is, when you do have a fallout like that, what can happen? What are the sort of the alternatives that can happen if you have a fallout? Anybody like to suggest what happens? I mean, you kind of carry on, don't you? Still having a fallout and hold it against each other for a long time, and it can be quite difficult. Or maybe sometimes you're able to make it up somehow and become friends again. And sometimes a way to become friends again is when somebody else gets involved. I mean, we just saw there where Bart and Lisa's mum was going to go upstairs. Maybe she was going to sort of get involved a bit and try and bring them together. And that is a really important way sometimes of making friends when you've fallen out. I could do with a few people to give me a hand here. Are you going to give me a hand? Can you? Yeah, I need two more people. Somebody else could just come and give me a hand. Yeah, there's one, thank you. Anybody else like to come and help me? Anybody over there going to come and give us a hand? Not too scared, are you? Come and give us a hand. You going to come and help me? Well, you give us a hand in a minute. Well, I've got another one here. That's brilliant. Great. Well, right, we've got three. Okay. I'll need you in a minute. So I'll wait just to get you in a minute. Now, what I want to imagine is that... You stand over there for a minute. You've got there's these two here, right? Okay, and I want to imagine that you are really cross with Morgan. Okay, so just pretend that you're having an argument with him. Can you do that? He's not very happy with you, is he? He's not very happy. You've done something that's really upset him, and it's quite serious. But then, along comes John, and he comes here, and he says, "Now then, you two, come on. You can sort it out, can't you? It's not that bad. I can help you to be friends again." Yeah? And then you end up, you two, shaking hands. Can you shake hands? Excellent. Very good. Shall we give them a round of applause? You can sit down now for a minute. Thank you. Well, you know, one of the key things that we learn from the Bible is that having been made by God to live with him, we human beings have all turned away from God and we've fallen out with God. And you know, when that sort of thing happens in human terms, usually both people involved in the argument or the dispute are guilty in some way. But when it comes to us and God, it's us. We've let God down. We don't want very much to do with him. We saw, didn't we, in the Simpsons video, how both Bart and Lisa were guilty of causing the trouble in their breakdown in their friendship. But when it comes to God, it's all what we've done to him. And yet, God doesn't want to leave it like that. God wants to bring people back to himself. And the way that he makes it possible is to provide a go-between, just like we had there, do you remember? A go-between who comes into the situation and brings together God and us. Now, in that Bible reading we had from the letter to the Hebrews, the writer is explaining what God has done and why it's so important to bring people back to himself. So we read that in order to prepare the world for God's great go-between, God set up lots of go-betweens for the people in the Old Testament. So this is 2,000 years ago and more. And God did it so that we would then understand when his great go-between arrived. Now, these early go-betweens that God set up were called priests, and they worked in the temple in Jerusalem, a big building where people went to pray. And the most important one of the priests had special responsibilities, and he was called the high priest. Now, our reading explains that these priests, or go-betweens, were special people. And I need some more help now, so if you'd like to come and give me a hand now. These go-betweens, these priests, were specially selected, and so they were very special people. Can we clip that on you there? So that this guy's a star, you see. We read that every priest chosen from among men was chosen by God. And they didn't take on the honour for themselves, but they only did it when God called them. And these go-betweens did things for people to help people find God. Every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of people in relation to God. You see, they were there to help people to come back to God. And they did it by offering gifts and sacrifices for sins in the temple, we read. Who else can give us a hand? Is Morgan going to help us again here? Oh, you're going to come and give me a hand? Somebody else come and give me a hand? I just want you to hold something. Can you hold something for me? Come and stand here. I want you to hold on to this. And don't drop it. Or Sheena will be very upset because we might need it for our dinner. Right, so there's an offering plate. You see, they had to go to the temple. Come and stand on the step here so people can see a little bit easier. And they had to go and they had to make sacrifices in the temple. And this was the way that God had set up to show people that there was a serious problem between us and God and a serious thing had to be done to put things right. So they were appointed by God and they also made offerings for sins. But there was something else about these go-betweens, which somebody else needs to just wear a badge for to demonstrate for us. Anybody? Got one here? Thank you. Yeah, we'll have you in a minute. Just hang on. Actually, if you come now, and then no, you can come a bit later. You come and give us a hand. Thank you. Oh, you've changed your mind now. Okay. You'll come and help us. Being squeezed through. You see, these go-betweens, they were appointed by God, and they made offerings for sins, but also, if you come and stand on the step, turn around so it brings it. And at one level, this is obvious, but it's very important too that they were human beings. So you've got a stick man, you see. They were human beings. And that was important because, as the reading said, they could deal gently with the wayward and the ignorant because he himself has much weakness. So these go-betweens had all the usual human failings, but that meant that they could understand other people because they have failings too. But it also meant that these go-betweens, they didn't just make offerings for the sins of the people, they also had to make offerings for their own sins because they were guilty before God and needed forgiveness too. So here we are, these original go-betweens, they were appointed by God, they made offerings for sins to bring forgiveness, they were human beings that could understand other human beings, and they had to make an offering for their own sins. Thank you. You can go and sit down now. Take your badges off, if you can do that. Thank you very much. Now, in Old Testament times, God provided these go-betweens to help the people then, but most of all, they were going to point forward to one ultimate go-between priest who could help everybody, including us today. So who is that go-between? Well, just before what we read, the writer says this: "We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God." So Jesus is the one who is fully qualified to be the ultimate go-between to bring God and human beings back together again. And this is where I do need another person to help me. Have you got a bit more courage yet in the corner there? Still not got enough courage? We ought to have somebody different than who we've had so far. Anybody else prepared to give us a hand? People hiding away. They always start looking at the shoes, don't they? I think I've got to tie my shoelaces up. Anybody like to help me? Well, you come and help us again then. Because, yes, thank you. Because you need to represent Jesus, who's the great go-between. Now, do you remember the original go-betweens had a star on, and Jesus had a star on him because he was chosen by God in a way that was different from the others, because, of course, Jesus is God's Son. Jesus did not lift himself up to be made a high priest, but was appointed by God the Father, who said to him, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." God the Father chose and sent Jesus into the world to live as a human being. In fact, Jesus was God himself come to earth. And Jesus didn't go to the temple to make offerings for sins. He himself was an offering for sin when he died on the cross. And so he can bring forgiveness. And also, Jesus was not just God, but he was also a human being. You have to hold that on. Thank you. He was a human being. Jesus, as the great high priest, the ultimate go-between, was a human being as well. So Jesus can fully understand human situations. He knows just what it's like to be you. He knows just what it's like to go through what you go through in life. But Jesus never put a foot wrong. So in his life on earth, Jesus was completely faithful, and he lived for God, and he lived out God's plans. Now, a little bit later on, we read, "In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, when he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered." You see, Jesus came to understand that obeying God meant dying on the cross to make forgiveness possible. And he perfectly and completely achieved God's purposes, and he made forgiveness possible. A little bit later in the letter we read, "It was indeed fitting that we should have a high priest like Jesus, who was holy and innocent and unstained and exalted above the heavens. He had no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily for his own sins." So do you remember the original high priest, the original go-betweens, had to offer their own sacrifice? But Jesus doesn't need to do that, because he was perfect, and he himself offered a sacrifice instead for the sins of the people. And that's you and me, if we believe in him. Thank you. So there we have a reminder of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. Now, if all of that is true, then how do you and I benefit from Jesus being that great go-between? Well, the reading said this: "Having been made perfect, Jesus became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Jesus is the high priest for those who draw near to God through him. So by recognizing our need, by believing in Jesus, by receiving what he has done in dying and rising, by being connected to him, by looking to live for him, wanting to stand for him and keep on believing in him, Jesus, through his death on the cross, can make our relationship with God whole again. Our falling out with God can be sorted out. So as we read these words this morning, can I ask, Do you see your need of Jesus to be your go-between, your great high priest? And if you do, do you see that there's no one else who is qualified to be that for you? And do you see how you must stick with him and not just go with the flow of the world around? Well, we know, don't we, that Jesus came into the world, and we need that so much because we have fallen out with God. And you remember at the start we had the three here, two having an argument, and one comes and puts his arms around the two and they become friends again and they shake hands. Well, through Jesus, the great go-between, and only through him and his death on the cross, broken, sinful people can be brought back to God if we look to him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great news that Jesus can be our go-between. We need him so much, and we pray that you would open our hearts that we might understand our need and see that Jesus can perfectly meet it. And we ask for his sake. Amen. Well, our final